I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Mimi Lee ran as a Green Party MP candidate in the Markham Thornhill riding. The 2021 federal election was Lee's first time running, and she hopes to continue serving her community. In the aftermath of the election, the Greens won two seats in Parliament, and party leader Anime Paul resigned following a leadership review notice. Today, Mimi Lee talks about her own election campaign, her reaction to Paul's resignation, and what lies ahead for the Green Party.
My name is Mimi Lee. I was the Markham Thornhill MP candidate for the last election for the Green Party of Canada.
Okay, great. And why did you decide to run for the Green Party?
The main reason is that I cannot align myself with any other parties. So I found a majority of my values I can align with the Greens.
Mm-hmm. And why did you choose Markham Thornhill?
Basically because I live in Markham myself, and there are a lot of things that I can see that we could improve, and I was actually, when I finally decided to run for an office, we have a discussion between the three ridings, and there is apparently a space in Markham Thornhill. That's why I ran Markham Thornhill. Yeah. The campaign, well, I can say that my experience running the campaign was amazing. I met a lot of really, really amazing people. I have multiple past candidates and people who ran different campaigns that actually, came along and just helped me with different things, let me understand how things work. I'm very, very new to Canadians' politics. I'm extremely new to the Green Party. As a matter of fact, I actually joined the party slightly over a year. I joined just because, just before the leadership campaign was running. So I actually just joined, and then I was able to be a part of the vote for the leadership at that time. So yeah, the campaign itself was, of course, it was tough because we don't have a whole lot of resources. It was expected because I know for a fact that the party is so small, and I know for a fact that there are a lot of things that I need to build because I was not known to the community. So yeah, I had done what I could do in those, how many months? Let me think. I got my candidate confirmation sometime in June, so 3 months. Yeah 3 months. I believe whatever we could do, we have already tried to do it, and if we have more time, then of course it might be better. We were not able to raise a whole lot of funds, but we were able to make use of every single penny that we have to make the effective campaign out of it.
She describes her reaction to Anime Paul's resignation as party leader. Lee said it was disappointing to see because of the inadequate time that Paul had to fully establish her mandate.
My initial reaction, I feel bad for the fact that she had not able to do a whole lot for the party. the time that she was in her office was so short, and there were so many different things was going on, left, right, and center. I didn't think she had much of a chance to actually sit down and work on what she's supposed to be doing as a party leader. Well, I have to make sure that you understand, because I'm not extremely close to the leader's office. I'm just a lay member, right? Mm-hmm. And I know from my own experience that her office response time is a little bit long. I found her responding better when she was running the leadership campaign versus when she was actually in the office. So that's my own experience. I cannot talk, you know, like for any other people, right? But at the same time, I have very limited time to talk to her personally when I met her in person. You know, like, because every single time it was rushing in and out, we were in different events. I actually did help her on the by-election last year when she was running in Toronto Center. And that was actually the main reason, because I have heard of a lot of people talking about her. She's a brilliant person, and with her background and everything, I do think that at that time that she would be a good candidate for the party leader. And that's exactly why she was also at the time what was on my list of leader when I voted for leadership, right? So to me, I support her as a leader, because that's how she was elected as a leader collectively in our party. And that is the reason why I actually went down to Toronto Center to help her with her campaign at the time at the election, right? Sure. So I can only tell you, there are so many things that as a normal lay member that we don't know. A lot of things that we know only because we have read the news, and we all know sometimes some media are biased, and some people can only tell you what they have heard and how they feel. And there's never a 100% truth when you try to find what's going on and what's happening, right? You know, there's just way too many different versions based on different people's experience, based on how they look at things and point of views and everything, right? So I just feel that we got here is a series of unfortunate events, and with a lot of miscommunications and probably some misunderstandings, and we got to a point we cannot go back.
Lee supported Paul during the 2019 by-election when the Greens gained 32% of the vote in Toronto Center, placing second to the Liberals' Marcy Ian. Lee said the party's direction heading into the federal election may have been different if Paul won the seat, a traditional Liberal stronghold.
Well, I think it was really a pity that she didn't get her seat at the by-election. As a matter of fact, she lost to a star candidate. It's not like we knew who was a better MP, of course not. But then the only reason at that time was because she was, the only reason because she lost to this star candidate. That's all I can tell you. And the fact that if she would have had the chance to actually get into the parliament and actually work on what she could have done as an MP, then she would have shown the party as well as the constituency what she could do. And most likely, you know, a lot of nonsense might not be actually happen, because, you know, like one of the things that I understood was the power struggle within the party was a big big cost on this whole situation. And I think at the end of the day, if she won the seat at the by-election, a lot of people might have already say, okay, you know what, she's actually has the ability, and she can do what we elected her to do, you know, as an MP, as the leader of the party, and so on. Yeah, so I think it's just and of course, you know, like with the systematic racism that she brought out, it's sad that we see this in the party as well, because the Green Party is a grassroots organization altogether, and it's disappointing myself to hear that. Well, with the way that she had said in the press conference, she said that she wants to serve in some other ways. It sounds like that she's done with Canadian politics, which is I think is a pity that we lose her. But then it's hard to say, right? Like, nobody knows what the future lies. Maybe she'll come back and, you know, serve in other positions or whatever. Who knows?
For future action, Lee would like voters to see the Green Party as the party that connects with their communities, as a true grassroots party, and as an alternative to party discipline, which is when MPs must vote as a bloc in Parliament. Rather, Green MPs have a free vote, something that Lee believes can better represent riding constituents in the House of Commons.
I would want to add is that people have to understand Green Party of Canada is the only party that will not whip our MPs. And with that said, our MPs can follow the constituency on what they want the MP to vote for when any bills are being voted. And the thing is, like, at the end of the day, there are lots of things that people will have different opinions versus what different parties stand. With that said, majority of the other parties, they whip the MPs, and the MPs have to listen to what the party standpoint when they vote. So I can tell you Green MPs are probably the only hope that we have, other than some of the MPs that actually work on things for the constituency. Like, but then, you know, there are a few MPs that I have worked very close in the last 2 years within the pandemic. And those are rare, very rare people. And if you have read an article that Rex Murphy had written a few months back he said it, and I think I agree totally, 100%, is that forget about the strategic voting altogether, because all these years, decades that we have been going in between the blue and the red, and look at where we are, it doesn't work. Vote for the person, vote for the MP candidate that you really think he or she can actually help in the riding, in the community. Forget about the party logo. Sometimes you don't get good people under certain logos, and sometimes you get really, really good people under certain logos. And a lot of times at the end of the day, you look at whether that MP eventually will be able to do things for the riding, for the community. And that's the only reason why you're voting for them. Otherwise, we can just put the party logo on the ballot. Why bother to have a name? So I think there are a lot of things that people need to start focus on, is that look at what their MPs are actually doing. Now that we have an other minority government, there is a good chance that we're going to do this whole exercise again in 2 years. And 2 years is not a long time. You know, like we want to, as far as I'm concerned, I want to start building the community. And I want to make sure that we start to actually voice out on different things that we don't want to see or we want to see in the parliament. At the same time, I'm not too sure whether you're aware of, it's actually on my campaign website that I have personally initiated a few e-petitions on the House of Commons platform. So I'm planning to bring those online petitions to the ground so that I'll be actually talking to more people in the community so that we actually work closer as much as we can on multiple issues that we all care about.
In her first federal election, Lee finished fourth place in Markham Thornhill. Liberal incumbent and small business minister Mary Ng was re-elected on election day. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.